95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Looking forward to this. I think we got Wolfgang Van Halen on the phone right here. Hello, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, it's going great. I'm really happy to be able to talk to you right now, Wolfgang.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I love your new song, Distance, a tribute to your dad. Obviously, I want to talk about the song and the upcoming album, but how are you?
The past 2 days have been a little nicer, but overall, I think we can all agree 2020 has been the worst year ever.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And personally, the past month has been the worst month of my life, but
yeah,
the past 2 days have been pretty crazy, pretty incredible, actually.
And you say that because of the response to the song?
Yeah, I've never been able to go on my phone before and see an overwhelming amount of positive things said about me, which is pretty crazy.
Oh my gosh, I have to say, because I've seen some of these trolls, and it blows me away that, you know, the things that people say or you know, take advantage of a situation, but I'm always cheering for you, and you seem to laugh it off pretty well.
Yeah, it's funny, because you got to think about where those people are in their lives to be able to be so comfortable saying such horrible things, that it's like, man, you know what, they're probably going through a lot right now. Best just let it roll off my back.
Yeah, it's really easy to do things on social, you know, when you don't have to show your face.
Yeah, in person, they'd probably be super nice.
Yeah, exactly, which is also kind of scary.
Oh, very creepy, yeah.
So the song you just released, Distance, you are an incredible talent, obviously runs in the family. You're like a one-man band. You played all the instruments. You did the vocals. Wolfgang, I had no idea you had such an amazing voice. I knew you were great with the instruments, but wow. And honestly, I have yet to be able to watch the video with a dry eye. I still have not been able to do it, and I blame you.
Yeah, it's it's pretty tough, but I also think that's kind of important with the video. Like, in a way, it's supposed to really hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of feel that pain.
Yeah, it's impossible. Knowing how you're feeling is really emotional for me, and losing a parent, just anyone who has experienced that, wow, you tapped in. You tapped in.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you. When did you start writing the song?
I've been writing it over the years as things had started to come back and with Dad, and it just got me thinking, and I was scared, and I didn't know how to deal with the thoughts and the emotions, and music is a really great way of kind of expressing yourself and getting that out of yourself. And it was a song that I was originally going to hold for a later date. Like, I recorded so many, and then I have this batch that'll be for the upcoming album, but there was a bunch that were left over that I never fully finished, and Distance was one of those. But when everything happened, I decided I should probably finish that one and release it for Dad.
Must be pretty therapeutic for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Music is the best form of therapy, for sure.
You're donating your portion of the proceeds of Distance to the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, which is cool. I know that, I think that was your dad's favorite, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very close to them, and I want them to know that it's like, the relationship with our family isn't going to stop with Dad. I want to keep going with that. You know, because they're such a great organization.
Yeah, and what is it exactly they do?
They help get instruments and introduce music into the lives of underprivileged students, so they can kind of chase the dream, and, well, not chase the dream, but realize the dream and practice and everything. It's great.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, I have Wolfgang Van Halen on the phone. So the name of your solo band is Mammoth.
WVH.
WVH. It must be an intentional and historical nod to the name Van Halen had before changing to Van Halen, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Ever since my dad told me growing up that before Van Halen, they were called Mammoth, I was like, man, that's so cool. When I grow up, I want to call my band that. And here we are.
Hashtag goals. Yeah, here we are. Awesome. Your own name is Badass Wolfgang.
Thank you. Is a band name, so it's kind of taken.
Yeah. Very true, very true. At one point, Van Halen went by Trojan Rubber Company. I mean, did you consider that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, there's, Rat Salad, Trojan Rubber Company. They were called Genesis at one point, and then they saw the band, and they were like, whoops.
Guess we can't go with that one.
Yeah.
What was life like growing up with such famous parents? You know, what age were you when you realized that your parents were so famous and total superstars?
Probably, I don't know. My mom did a really good job at kind of grounding my childhood and not making it seem so so weird.
Yeah.
It was really kind of, I don't know. She made it very normal.
Yeah, it seems. I think they've done a really good job. So, hey, you're an incredible musician. Did your dad and Alex teach you?
Yeah, my dad only ever taught me a simple drum beat, like Highway to Hell from AC/DC.
Yeah.
And as soon as he saw that I could do that, he was like, yes. And he got me a drum kit for my birthday that year.
Oh, you must have been stoked. How did you become so amazing on so many different things, though? Yeah. I mean, God, it's very cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I just keep playing.
Practice.
Just keep practicing and practice. That's what my dad would always say. Just keep playing.
Yep. And, you know, Wolfgang, it's unfair. You'll always be compared to your dad. Your own talent is shining through. And I'm not a guitar player, but the speed picking you do in distance is no small feat. So, I mean, your dad must be so proud of your guitar playing.
Yeah, he really liked to talk me up all the time. I'm sure people got so annoyed over the past decade or so of him constantly talking me up. But I'm sure he'd be really happy with the response of the song.
Yeah, proud dad for sure. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Wolfgang Van Halen. He's on the phone. Your dad was able to get an amazing treatment in Germany, and I just wanted to ask you a little bit about that. I mean, that gave him more time, and every day must have been such a gift. What was the treatment?
Yeah, I have no idea. All I know is he went over there, and he came back, and he was better. So whatever they're doing over there, it's pretty badass.
Did he ever consider going back?
He had been going back and forth a couple times. I really don't know whatever they were doing. It really helped out, and I'm super thankful.
Yeah, it is really interesting. It's really intriguing. So, Wolfgang, before I let you go, ever since your dad passed, I've talked to a bunch of artists, you know, Sammy Hagar, Gavin Rossdale, Nancy Wilson, a bunch of others, and I just want you to know that every one of them talked about what a great kid you are and how kind your father was. Have a lot of artists been reaching out to you?
Yeah, to the point where I can't even keep up with it. I've never had this. Even with just texts and social media, it's like I used to be able to read everything, and now I can't.
Yeah,
it's so much falls to the wayside that I might not even be aware of who's reaching out to me.
Yeah, I totally get that, but it must be nice to have that support.
Absolutely, oh, it's an outpouring of love like I've never seen before. It's incredible.
That's beautiful. So finally, you'll be touring at some point to support Mammoth WVH. Any idea who you'll have in your touring band?
Oh yeah, I've got it figured out. We were playing in 2018. My dad was watching rehearsals. He was super happy with it. My guitar player is my good friend Frank Sidoris from Slash, Miles Kennedy, and The Conspirators. Mm-hmm. The drummer is he's like a brother to me, Garrett Whitlock. We played in Tremonti together. And the bass player is Ronnie Ficarro. He used to play in a band called I Am Ghost and Falling in Reverse. And just three amazing dudes. And we just gelled. The second we started playing together, it was perfect. Like, we knew it was the real deal. So very excited to get out there.
Yeah, when it gels like that. You can tell. You can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Wolf, for checking in. And hopefully we can get you in studio sooner than later to play.
Yeah, you got it. For sure. Thanks so much for having me.
Just have to get through this year. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very safe.
Well, best to you and congratulations. And we're loving the song. So we'll keep playing it.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking with you.